I wondered what the people who walked those streets today thought about all this, not simply about the destruction of the towers, but also about the ruined pomegranate farms and the 24,000 who starve every single day. I wondered if they thought about such things at all, if they could tear themselves away from their jobs and gas-guzzling cars and their interest payments long enough to consider their own contribution to the world they were passing on to their children. I wondered what they knew about Afghanistan, not the Afghanistan on television, the one littered with U.S. military tents and tanks, but the old man's Afghanistan. I wondered what those 24,000 who die every day think. And then I saw myself again, sitting before a blank computer screen. I forced my attention back to Ground Zero. At the moment, one thing was certain. My country was thinking about revenge, and it was focusing on countries like Afghanistan. But I was thinking about all the other places in the world where people hate our companies, our military, our policies, and our march toward global empire. I wondered, what about Panama, Ecuador, Indonesia, Iran, Guatemala, most of Africa? I pushed myself off the wall I had been leaning against and started walking away. A short, swarthy man was waving a newspaper in the air and shouting in Spanish. I stopped. "Venezuela on the brink of revolution," he yelled above the noise of the traffic, the honking horns and the milling people. I bought his paper and stood there for a moment, scanning the lead article. It was about Hugo Chavez, Venezuela's democratically elected, anti-American president, and the undercurrent of hatred generated by U.S. policies in Latin America. What about Venezuela? Chapter 33. Venezuela. Saved by Saddam.